Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for coming. The next piece that Mariel and myself will play for you is Cradle Song to the Memory of Richard Pollett by Andrew Ford. Some of you might know Andrew Ford not only as the composer, but also the broadcaster and the presenter of the music show on ABC Radio National. Richard Pollett was a friend of mine. We studied together at the Australian National Academy of Music in 2010, and it would not be an exaggeration to say that he was one of the finest young violinists of his generation. His playing always had a tremendous amount of sincerity to it and imagination, which for me are two of the most important things a musician can have. In addition to all the obvious attributes of his playing, Richard also had a tremendous sense of ingenuity, which nowhere was this more apparent than in the Young Performers Award in 2010, where, for those of you who might not be aware, the Young Performers Award is the most prestigious competition for instrumentalists in Australia under the age of 30. And Richard had repeatedly been a finalist in this competition, and in 2010, he entered playing the Barber Violin Concerto. Now, the way the competition works is there are successive rounds, and the round two involves playing your concerto with a pianist, and then you might get put through to the final with the orchestra. And then, about a week before Richard went to play his round two audition, he had a somewhat unfortunate accident on a moped or a motorcycle or something that involves his fourth finger on his left hand being hyperextended backwards, which meant that I think he lost all movement out of it for a couple of months. Now, for most people, myself included, this would be fairly terminal to our sort of ability to play what's one of the hardest sort of concertos going around. But Richard wasn't to be put off, and he spent the 2 weeks before the audition refingering the entire piece and performed it using only his first, second, and third finger, and not his fourth finger. Now, when he came to the Academy after performing his second round audition, none of us knew very much about him, except for the fact he was known universally around the building as the guy who played the Barber Concerto with three fingers. And it turned out that year that he actually did progress past the second round, which caused all of my colleagues to effectively rethink what we thought was being difficult in the future after someone can do that. And he went through to the final that year, and he played the Barber Concerto with the Queensland Symphony in the final that year. In addition to his obvious abilities as a violin player, he was also an extremely genuine and thoughtful person. He would always be extremely interested in what you had to say, and if he felt you played well, or he would always give you his sort of most sincere and sort of genuine congratulations. And he was the sort of person who, what you saw was exactly what you got with him. And his death, he died in 2011. Unfortunately, he was tragically killed in a cycling accident. And his death really had a profound impact, not only amongst the people who studied with him, but it affected the musical community in Australia. People flew in from all around the country for his funeral. So the program today is based around his memory. In the Bieber I just played and the Bach I'm going to play after this, Richard performed when we were both at the Academy together. And this piece was written by Andrew Ford for his funeral in 2011.